From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will try to regain some political momentum tonight when he delivers his first official State of the Union address. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Jobs, fiscal responsibility, and a renewed call for government that actually gets things done. Those are some of the key themes likely to dominate the president's primetime address. Mr. Obama is expected to acknowledge last week's special election in Massachusetts, which cost Democrats their supermajority in the Senate. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president won't put the brakes on his ambitious agenda.
I don't doubt that at times he'll be feisty. I don't doubt that at times he's going to believe that while Washington may not want to make progress in certain ways, that Washington has to be pushed to make that progress, whether that's health care reform or cutting our budget.
Other hot-button issues that could get a mention in the president's speech include immigration reform and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is facing angry lawmakers. He's appearing before a House panel investigating how money from the huge bailout of insurer American International Group was spent. Geithner defended the government bailout, saying it was not done to benefit any particular company, including AIG.
We did not act because AIG asked for help. We did not act to protect individual institutions. We acted because the consequences of AIG failing would have been catastrophic for our economy and for American families and businesses.
At the time of the bailout, Geithner was head of the New York Fed, which helped engineer the deals. In testimony today, Geithner denied that he was involved in withholding information. United Airlines says its business is improving despite a fourth quarter loss. Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn reports.
Chicago-based United Airlines reported a $240 million loss during the fourth quarter. The nation's third-largest airline sees that as an improvement compared to the same time last year when it reported a loss of more than $1 billion. United says its business and premium traffic is strengthening, echoing comments from rivals Delta and American Airlines. The company says better traffic and lower costs put United closer to closing the profitability gap. Analysts have been watching for improvement in business travel as a key sign that United's future is looking brighter. United revenue fell nearly 8% to about $4.19 billion. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
Shares in Toyota have been falling today following the carmaker's decision to stop selling eight popular models in the United States to fix a potentially dangerous gas pedal problem. Toyota is also suspending production at six North American assembly plants. An unexpected drop in new home sales is raising new concerns on Wall Street about just how soon the economy will recover. Stocks are edging lower. The Dow right now down 18 points at 10,175. The NASDAQ is flat. This is NPR News. Sri Lanka's president has won a second term in office, but his main opponent has rejected the results of yesterday's election and claims government troops are imprisoning him in a hotel. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is Sri Lanka's first presidential election since the island's long civil war came to an end last year. It's been marred by acrimony throughout. The country's election commission says the current president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, has been re-elected and came in 18 percentage points ahead of his nearest rival, former army commander Sarath Fonseca. The two men led the military offensive that wiped out the island's Tamil Tiger rebels, but now they're outright enemies. Fonseca says he wants the vote annulled. He accuses his rival of rigging the poll. There's another twist. At least 100 troops were posted outside Fonseca's hotel today. The general says the government's imprisoning him. The government and the army say he's free to leave and claim that the soldiers are there to catch army deserters and maintain calm. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.
Iraqi insurgents linked to al-Qaeda are claiming responsibility for the deadly bombings this week at three hotels in Baghdad. A statement from the group called the Islamic State of Iraq was posted on militant websites today. International leaders, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are in London today for a meeting on Yemen. They're expected to announce the formation of a Friends of Yemen group to offer pledges aimed at bolstering Yemen's faltering economy and strengthening efforts to tackle a rising threat from al-Qaeda following the unsuccessful airline attack in the United States on Christmas Day. That failed attack was claimed by the al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.